If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the patrol. Foes that want to make sure my casket's closed. Rap critics to save money, cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and you zap the toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, critics, you can kiss my whole ass. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a sh**. So, rap mags try and use my black, and so advertisers could give them more cash for ads. I don't know what you take me as, or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest, so I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Raymond. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, I want to give a huge shout out and a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That will be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. People for every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit Kentuckiana Pumps. Shout out Louisville Lamont. Just pulled up on us.
Is that who that was?
That's nice.
Good to put a face to a name.
Yeah. Louisville Lamont pulled up on us. Was his parking job as exquisite as he once bragged about?
Yeah, he was pretty proud of of the one. Like, he was like, I listen to y'all and I hear about all the bad parkers. He's like, I want some credit because I just
I want my props.
Whipped it in.
People, Louisville Lamont, listen, he's on the show. He's on the night show. You've heard the name. He is person responsible, like, for so much of my decor. He hung my TV up. People, if you need if you're pondering and you want to make a move right now, Louisville Lamont will have your TV up. You ever seen those videos where people like put up a mount and then they hang on it to show you how strong they are?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never been felt safer than when he just got my little house stuff together.
Yeah.
and listen, he looks like Tombstone. What's my guy, Val Kilmer? Tombstone.
Doc Holliday,
yeah.
Robbed of an Oscar.
Listen, when he pulls out the drills, he reminds you of Doc Holliday. Because he's just like, you can tell he's an expert with his...
I love when he uses a little cup.
Yeah, he's just...
Dude, if you watch, like, he, in that scene, he does the exact routine that the bad guy did. Like, it's like one of those little details you don't realize. Like, I don't know if they did it on purpose or not.
I thought
but
he did.
Like, the exact order of moves that the bad guy does with his gun, Doc Holliday does with the cup. It's like to a T.
That's cute and everything. He spun two guns in opposite directions.
That's insane.
The guy says, you probably seeing double. And he pulls out another gun and says, well, good thing I got two guns. And he spit. Steve, could you imagine pulling out two guns and spinning the opposite direction with each gun? I paused it. I pulled it back. I was like, yeah, you can't
spin your fingers that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. He flipped guns in the opposite direction with his spin. It's silly. Louisville Lamont, 502-224-5580. Listen, if you want to have good conversation, have good conversation. If you want him to get in, put your mounts up and get out of there, he can do that too. So shout out Louisville Lamont.
Absolutely.
Okay. real basketball scenes from the video. Which one jumps off the page to you first?
Oh. Probably.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Can give you a second to think about it, because I didn't want to just dump it on you. Okay. People know my little dark horse, James Scott.
Luke Scott. Luke Hancock's guy.
Don't do that to me.
It was Luke Hancock's
my
guy,
dark
right?
horse was way before. Uh-oh. We good.
Got
we
alcohol.
Good? Yeah.
We got people dropping our cards.
Listen, you grab food, that. Food. I don't need any sound.
Alcohol.
It's a good day, Steve.
My gosh.
This is an awesome day. My guy, my dark horse, James Scott, he ends up getting a dime dropped on him. He gets a no look from Terrence Edwards Jr. He's on the block. He gets a no look from Terrence Edwards Jr. Nice little drop down pass, right?
Yeah.
Crashing down. Goes up quick, knows exactly what to do with it. Quick jump, no wasted movement, uses the momentum of the basketball to take him right to where he needs to be. Excellent play. Excellent dime. Excellent play. He bounces straight up. Thank you, Nikki.
No problem.
Can I put the Kettle One vodka in my fruit drink?
Yeah, probably. Actually, probably. Would
I
be
bet
bad.
That'd actually be terrific.
I bet it would be awesome. Shout out, Mr. Holt. He got me together. Enjoy your shirt. Enjoy your Midnight Family shirt. Okay, so Steve, no wasted motion. Straight up. Boom!
Mm-hmm.
Dunks on Kadare.
Yep.
Boubacar Traore. We're going to call him Kadare, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, after you've been saying it.
Boobs.
Listen.
He's like, yeah, I like that word so much. I want to say it again.
For what it's worth, if he gets the nickname Booby, we called that on the gas bags. Janky, Tanner, and myself. We did that months ago.
You called dibs on
We called dibs on boobies. Dibs on boobies.
I must have missed that episode.
Well, you know, it's I don't know how. You know, all the tens of dozens of listens we've got.
Do you remember when Beavis and Butthead, when he said that? He was like, I want to say it again. Boobs.
You do a good Beavis and Butthead. That's pretty good.
So listen, he punches. I mean, goes right over the top, right?
Okay.
Everybody knows James Scott is the lob threat. Everybody knows James Scott's the problem.
Yeah.
As far as legs, he gets dunked on. I mean, just like you don't want to get dunked on.
Yes.
Just straight up over the top of him. Boom. The way he kind of like smiled and was like, you got me.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like hugging him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not used to getting dunked on, but
I noticed that.
Yeah, you got me. You know, it was I always tell the story. When I saw Alvin Sims and Damian Dantzler mutually agree to meet each other at the rim on my recruiting visit.
Yeah.
On my official recruiting visit, I was like, I love this place, you know what I'm saying? Cuz it wasn't personal. It was like, I'm going to dunk on you, and I'm going to give you the chance to dunk on me.
Absolutely.
And let's see who wins. It's like nobody was protecting their ego. We can do this to each other, and then we'll take this energy and disperse it on somebody else.
Yes.
I love that energy.
Absolutely.
Because it's not like you're protecting your, you know. Absolutely. He punched on him, and just the way he kind of smiled and hugged, he didn't take it personally. He was like, you got me.
I did notice that. Yeah. I did notice that, how he immediately went for the wrap up.
Yeah,
you
just kind of hugged him like so he didn't fall. Just like, because if somebody's if somebody's hanging on the rim, it's hard. go check. Like, you're down there on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
He's hanging on the rim. You used to want to push somebody off of you.
Well, but it's also, I think, a group of guys that are like, okay, this is my team.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm excited, man. It's my squad. You know, like, hey, I don't like getting dunked on, but you know, but it's still my team.
And I respect. Like, I probably shouldn't have jumped.
Yeah,
I probably should have read your positioning a little better. But and also, he came off the double to challenge it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he was doubling on Terrence Edwards Jr. and. Whew, he's going to get a lot of people, man.
Oh,
He's going to get a lot of athletic plays just by how quick he was ready to react.
And
to
that wasn't just a putback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because a putback can be explained, explained away.
Or an oop. You know, it was like, no, man, he was.
He grabbed it, wasted no time, went up over time. Ain't chance. Okay, so another place.
How about this? Let me do this as not just a play. One guy that was in that video a lot was Rain Smith. He hits the, you know, he kind of hits a step back three. He gets into the lane, kicks it out to Waterman on one play for a three. He's down on the floor with Chucky Hepburn on one play.
Down on the floor with Chucky Hepburn immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. Look, a couple of people are in the chats. Like, that stood out immediately.
Yeah.
Two guys diving on the floor. And it didn't, like I said, it didn't look vicious. It didn't look like they hated each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was like, no.
Going
like,
after.
Yeah, the rule is, you know, we got to get to it quick.
Yeah, and for him, it's like, you know, he's kind of that guy that we're all going, we could understand if he starts. Mm. Don't know if he will or not, but it's like, when you see those videos, like, if you showed me that video and said, I know, see, that's why Lamont won his prop.
Lamont won his prop because somebody's
the very next person
hit the curb already.
Ran up on the curb. Because the very next, you get the play, or like I said, you get the pass out, then you get the
he knows where everybody's going to be.
Yeah. It's like, no, dude, he might be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might be, or a, you know, a serious, serious weapon on this team.
A serious six-man?
Yeah, or whatever, you know, whatever he is, but like a big-time player on this squad, so... Yeah, it was. He jumped right off the page to me because, like I said,
how much he was on there.
He's in the freaking video so much.
How involved he looked.
Yeah.
I mean, if you found out he was running the stretching, the early stretching drills,
pre-practice.
Yeah. All that stuff. If he's up front and center, that guy doesn't go just straight from running all that to coming off the bench.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's early here. Look. A lot can be said about that level of experience.
Yeah.
That international. That I know exactly what coach is going to say before he says it.
Yeah.
I'll tell y'all that. Imagine if you're in a practice and coach is getting ready to say it. And you just say, hey, you know, get a little more off the line.
Yeah.
And coach is like, yeah, thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like not overstepping the coach, but just knowing.
Yeah. Just being an extension on the floor,
yeah,
man.
What he's looking for. Okay. Frank Anselin.
Uh-huh. He's had a couple videos this week. Yeah, a couple good ones.
He gets the catch off the rim.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the, you know what I was kind of tripping on? He looked like he was using his legs all the way when he was dunking.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wanted to show everybody that I'm not, you know, it's funny. You and I, not intentionally, we do the biggest disservice to players the moment we say he's not a starter.
Yeah.
Because in people's minds, they instantly just put him at the end of the bench.
not a starter does not mean you're trash.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Not a starter could be positional. Not a starter could be style.
Yes.
Not a starter could be so many other things. But I just think in our brains, you know, like once we start having a conversation as a guy, not a starter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but when you, again, when you see Frank Anselm, I see the first video, you see him catching off the rim, put back, which is invaluable. You know, how excited are or have we been, you know what I'm saying?
For, to have guys around the rim that can
grab, pick up the ball off the ground mm-hmm. and go vertical through contact and actually tries to go through contact.
Yeah.
Okay? He's running down the lane. You know, another pet peeve of mine. Jump and dunk it. Don't just jump high enough to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't just jump enough to get it over the rim. PJ Washington did that last night. Did you see that video?
I was like, dude, you weren't
going to dunk that.
Yeah.
I hate that. When a guy's anticipating the contact and he doesn't even jump high enough to dunk it and he's mad because he didn't get the foul.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. It's like, okay, you were just in the air, dude.
You weren't going to dunk that. So, yeah. Guys who really, you know, it was like that was Davenport, Eve, Scoot, all of them. No, you need to use your legs all the way when you're in transition. Get your body used to not halving it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy to see Frank Anselm with that.
I mean, Cason Pryor in that video, I mean, he's hitting them with the step back, you know, mid-range jumper.
What you think about the step back?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a nice little tool. He looked comfortable dribbling out there. He looked comfortable making that move. I think it was James Scott.
He was really low.
Yeah, I think it was James Scott on the closeout there. Yeah, but it was. I mean, listen, he's comfortable with the basketball. I mean, out there on the wing, and that's where you say no. He is going to be a big piece because it's
James
not,
Scott was like 6 inches from blocking that shot too.
Yeah, and it's like, but he's a legit 6'9", 6'10", you know, guy in Cason Pryor that is very comfortable with the basketball.
Yeah, I was happy with how low he was.
Yeah, like, I mean, we say it all the time. You're like, well, that guy can play on the wing. You know, I said this before, and it's like, no, he can't. He can't play on the wing. No, just because he can dribble. But, yeah, like, Cason Pryor can legit. If you needed him, and we don't, and he never will, so there's no, I don't see any scenario we ever put him at the three or, you know, or that, you know, run three bigs.
Can he guard at three?
He probably could. I don't know. I don't know enough about him defensively. But I do know his backside ability to block a basketball or block a shot probably would allow him to because he has some makeup room.
Some catch. Yeah.
If he did get beat, you know, so. Yeah, I mean, I was impressed with him, and
now I do think James Scott can guard a three.
Probably could.
Waterman.
Well, I was gonna say, what did you think about Waterman? Because Waterman makes a couple appearances, knocking down a couple threes, big dunk at the end.
I think Waterman will be the most consistent guy.
I like Waterman's attitude too.
I'm listening.
Like he's the guy. You play against them, you dread it. You're like, oh God.
I'm listening.
Here he comes.
I'm listening.
You can just tell. You can just tell he runs his mouth. You can tell he likes the confrontation during basketball. I don't really, believe it or not.
I'm listening.
I play basketball. Like, if I'm playing in a men's league or something, I don't really want confrontation. I just want to play. Let's play. Hey, man. Oh, you got me. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're playing hard, you know. But you'll play against the team, and you're like, oh, God, this guy just wants to argue. He likes to argue during basketball.
Huh.
I feel like Noah Waterman is that guy. I feel like he steps on the court, and you're just like, I'm going to have to be brought out of my element here because if not, he's going to be trashing me
okay.
all game.
So when you say trash talking is confrontation.
Well, yeah, heavy. Yeah, I think so. And just the, yeah, just, I mean, you can see the look on his face, like, while he's out there playing, just the, he's got the white guy. Look, I'm probably have always kind of trash talked because, you know, this is just stereotypical.
Yeah. You know, like he comes in and yells shooter.
Yeah. You know, like, so I'm going to go at you. And, yeah, I mean, he is just, he brings people out of their game.
I didn't see that, but I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I mean, there's always trash talk. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we all trash talk on the court, but just that one guy that just.
You think he's the biggest talker?
Probably on the court. You know, like you'll probably see a lot of trash talk on the court, but I'm talking about the guy that never shuts up. And it's just like, God, I do not want to play against him. Like if you're Virginia or Pitt or somebody and you've played us once, mm-hmm. You're dreading that game again. You're like, I did not want to do this tonight. I'm dreading this guy is going to start running his mouth from the beginning of the, you know what I mean?
Do you like when you have trash talkers on your team?
Yeah, I do.
You'd rather have them?
Yeah, because because for as many times as.
Okay, out of a 13-man roster, how many trash talkers do you want on your team?
I need at least three on the court. That will be no. I'm saying I need at least three that will play.
How many bench trash talkers do you need?
Well, bench, they can trash. Yeah, I love on my benches.
Walk-on trash talkers?
Yeah. That don't bother me at all.
Really?
Yeah, I love that. But I'm talking about just the guys that, because, yeah, I mean, sometimes it backfires because sometimes it lights a fire under a dude and that dude's mentally strong and they light it up. But more times than not, that gets under people's skin and it takes them out of their game. Because it's like you just show up and it's like, okay, I got a game night, I'm focused, and it's like, oh God,
you
I've got this guy tonight.
You sparked the thought, and I'm trying to tap into my brain. Like, did I mind trash talkers or?
Well, like I said, and I want to be clear. I'm separating the two now. There are a lot of trash. Almost everybody on the court talks trash.
Right.
But I'm talking about just that guy that you're like, God, I do not feel like messing with this guy tonight. Like
you know the trash talker that I can't stand, Steve.
Who? Is it a person?
No, the type. Yeah. I can't stand the trash talker that's not guarding me,
mm-hmm.
but trying to hype his teammate.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Yeah. That's the guy who will bring me. Like I always said, when I was younger, when somebody said, I'm gonna go get my brother or something,
yeah,
that would fire me. That threat,
yeah,
I'm gonna go get somebody. I would be like, go get, I hated that, Steve, right?
Yeah,
the on court version of I'm gonna go get my brother or I'm gonna go get somebody to beat you up or something. The on court version was, he ain't got enough for you, he ain't got enough,
yeah.
Bleep you, come get it. You know, I just want that dude so bad. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, because I almost want to push my guy out the way and just be like, listen, man, I don't know you. You don't know me. You need to switch.
You know the worst thing I did, and the reason I'm agreeing with you is because the one thing I've done on the court that I find myself doing, and it's one of those things where I feel dirty every time I do it, but like. If a dude, when a dude is a solid shooter, but like, I really like to do this, like, you know, and you're just like, when you tell your teammate, you know, and you're like, hey, let him shoot. Like, but you want him to hear it. You want him to hear it. Like, hey, don't worry about it. Like mid play, just, you know, where it's like, Clay, back up. You know, and just the look of people who are like,
insulted, yeah,
because they're gonna do one of two things.
They're gonna shoot.
They're gonna either shoot and start hitting, or they're gonna be like, "Gosh dang it, give me the ball! I'm gonna shoot it."
Oh, you know? My God! Listen, Steve, if you said let him shoot that to me,
yeah,
you better pray to God I don't hit.
But I don't care,
because when I do hit, I'm gonna be like, "Mother!"
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm the most annoying guy with that. Because right. And I hate that I do it. Because, like, say I did that, and then he catches it and shoot it. I'm still just going to – he's going to talk to me, and I'm just going to look at Clay and go, he can't – just let him keep doing it. Like, hey, we want that shot. Like, that's why I'm – as we're jogging down the court, I'm going to be like, hey, man, wait, we want that shot. You're fine. You're fine. That's
somebody better get him a shot.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Somebody better get your man.
Yeah, I know. That's what I love about the on.
This game going to be over.
Right. And sometimes that happens. Yeah, sometimes that happens.
When Riddick said, but I will take a piece of him, though.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man. Somebody says, Noah and Pryor in the front court with those two attitudes. Sign me up right now.
Noah Waterman and Pryor with those attitudes in the front court.
Waterman is the Draymond Green of the team. Yeah.
Don't drink my green him already.
Yeah. Somebody says, where do I begin? Noah, my king. My pookie bear. Okay. I love it. You see the intensity in PK's face. He will constantly have them motivated. That was a good clip.
Yeah. Just real, like, jumping in and out on the exact moments, you know, like no, detail it right now.
Yeah,
Panthers fix this right now, not big picture, not film.
Yep.
Not wait till film. Not. Yeah, just that. That's a good intense summer situation.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phone lines really quick. Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Jason.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
I don't know if y'all touched on it real quick because I've been working, but did y'all hear what Andrew McCaffrey said to Gilbert Arena? Did y'all ever touch on that?
I did not.
Okay, so short story real quick. Gilbert Arenas evidently said something about, because I guess Andrew McCaffrey said something about, if she was playing with Indiana, she would stick up for her as a teammate, as a real vet. So I guess Gil Arenas, like, responded to that. So then she made a post yesterday, or it might have been today, that said she was talking about what vets do for the teammates, and she ended it saying, real vets stand up for the teammates. They don't bring guns to the locker room. Did y'all see that?
I did not.
I think it's on 35K, 35K Y Sports or something like that. If we get a chance, look it up. She's on her talking shit about, I'm sorry. She's talking stuff. But if you get a chance, just look it up.
I'm going to definitely check it.
Yeah, and just let me know what y'all think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
but I do need
they need to fix that quick. Yeah, because his daughter's on campus. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't need you two going at it. Yeah, you two to kiss and make up, and let's move on.
Does Angel know that her daughter that you're in the middle of a recruiting battle right now?
Yeah. No, we got her. She's here. I'm like, no, but I don't need Gilbert Arena. Look, Gilbert Arenas and
his daughter.
Oh my God, what's his name? Randolph. Zach Randolph. Like, we're gonna be here at games. I don't need them feuding with Angel McCautry. Yeah, so we need to get that fixed if that's the case.
What? ASAP. Quick commercial break. 93.9 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Days of Marcus Raymond. 81-50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. While the temperature looks great and the skies look absolutely gorgeous, I want to take a second to remind everybody that when the elements hit, that your home is your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack, by either Mother Nature or Father Time. You should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. They also mentioned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964. Today,
let me give a shout out to Chick-fil-A, man. They got the peach milkshakes in here.
Where are you grading the peach milkshake?
I've said it before. I don't care. I'll say it all the time. The peach milkshake is the bet from Chick-fil-A is the best milkshake anywhere, any place, hands down. There's not a better milkshake on planet Earth.
You just went all the way
than the peach milkshake.
That's the kingdom.
That's it. Yeah, that's the list. The peach milkshake.
Yeah, and Chick-fil-A, don't take it personal, but I was so proud of myself for smelling and seeing that grilled chicken sandwich.
Oh, man, that looked good.
And avoiding it.
Yeah, shout out to
Chick-fil-A.
Shout out to Chick-fil-A over there, man. Listen, you can check them out. Bargetown Road, the Stony Brook location. They got the Chick-fil-A nuggets, the mac and cheese. Enjoy a variety of tray options. Whatever you need there, go through the app and they can cater whatever you need, man. They'll take care of you. But yeah, I mean, that milkshake, man, is second to none. Like I said, that is the list. So shout out to Dave Blake and them for getting us together.
Sorry,
today.
Nick, I forgot to put you on camera today. You missed all your studio time.
Nah, that's okay. I'm sure the listeners survived.
Okay. So Steve, how many videos do they have to average to keep Steve happy per week?
Oh, they can't live up to that standard. I need a video wrap up of every practice. Yeah. If I'm gonna be happy. Yeah.
What would you be satiated with? What would you be satisfied with?
At least give me one weekly video. Give me one weekly video.
No, don't do that, Steve. We need 72 hours.
I'm happy with one.
Or they can alternate football and basketball every 72 hours.
Yeah. No. I need one bag. Just give me one basketball one a week, man, and I'll be happy. My football, I'm like
7 days. That's a long time.
No, but I need a minute long video of some good clips.
I need 3 minutes. If you're only gonna go once a week,
just give me a little taste of something.
I need a minute 30.
Because I mean, you're not gonna give me anything anyways. It's just gonna be like dunking and Rain Smith hitting threes.
I want to make sure they're holding their screens.
Oh, you know what you could do? Go to practice.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Chris. What?
What's up, man? Drummond.
What's up, man?
Steve, if you had that type of access, man, we would know everything.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
There wouldn't be anything we didn't know.
No, 100%. That's why when people are like, oh, y'all just take up for them because of the access, I'm like, if I was going to all the practices over there, there would be a lot more stuff getting out than is.
They'd be like, why she got a whistle?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Steve, the chicken egg white at Chick-fil-A, you got to try that. That is the perfect breakfast with that cup of fruit. Oh, man, that gets the day started.
That sounds fire.
That thing is love. So we're talking about the team. Here's what I'm looking at. I'm watching Boston Celtics play, and there's Jason Tatum, there's Jaylen Brown. I feel like we got a bunch of Jaylen Browns. A bunch of strong, grown men who need to prove something, who need to be nasty, who just are ready to step into the spotlight. When I watch that video, I'm like, that's more dunks, that's more three-pointers than I've seen in the last 3 years. And that was, what, a two-minute film or something? I'm like, people grabbing rebounds with one hand. I'm like, what are we? Come on now, let's let this season start. I'm with Steve. Football stabilized. We know what we got there. Give me basketball. Keep my feelings going on this basketball. And as far as Waterman goes, you got to remember, he was at BYU last year. He didn't get to say all the things he's going to get to say this year. He didn't get to act the way he's going to get to act this year. He's a little bit more free. He's that dude. that if you're Chucky, you drive his side because you know his man's not leaving. You got all the lane. You can do whatever you want to do. And he's that dude that you were talking about, Maven. Kill your man. Kill him. Kill him. Because if he leaves, I'm knocking this down. If he leaves you, I'm knocking this down. Bring him my way. I love it. I'm ready for it. Give it all to me. I'll holler at you guys.
Appreciate the call. Man. Is there something to that, Steve? The Noah Waterman? I got to get out of BYU and loosen up a little bit.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, who knows?
I would say there is enough debauchery goes on BYU's campuses about any campus. Believe it or not, everybody at BYU is not a Mormon. You know, like, I got a buddy who got kicked out of, like, Rob Parsley's, who is, like, a non-denominational church college up in, like, it was like a legit, like,
yeah,
Bible school.
Seriously.
Yeah, and they were kicked out for doing stuff on the park bench. Like, yeah, like, I would say there's money, sex, and drugs at BYU just like everywhere else.
Terrible way to get kicked out.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you probably could have done.
What did you do? Huh. It's a shame.
Yeah, you're just like you're going to get to heaven and God's going to be like, seriously?
I forgive a lot.
Bible college and couldn't do anything but hook up with a girl on a park bench. I can't let you in. Like, you understand this, right? Oh, man.
Hormones or something else.
Yeah. I'm like, you understand. Caitlin Clark. Did she get screwed? You take it from a black perspective, I'll take it from a white perspective. Let's do it. That's what they want. They're not going to sleep until they turn it into a race battle. So
that was well said. Yeah. I need the sexist race baiting battle.
Jesus, man.
and listen, and it's funny because it's what is it, what's it called, the tail wagging the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like you're gonna make everybody talk about it. And it's not gaining the traction like they want it to get.
But they're just gonna, I mean, you have watched just media 101, dude. I mean, they are just forcing it. Like, and
you have to have an opinion, you have to stand on the side. There cannot be any nuance. We gotta get the beef started.
Yeah.
Now I gotta listen to Stephen A. Smith talk about how Will Smith should have to apologize to the black community for Chris Rock.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, like,
it is annoying. It really is,
man. It's like, no, I mean, listen, I
got zero.
I look at that women's roster, that Team USA women's roster, and I'm like, that's some pretty experienced women on that team. That's a pretty solid roster that will probably do just fine.
What's worse, Caitlin getting left off or Shaq getting left off the dream team?
Shaq. Like, oh, are you serious? Yeah.
Wait, who was it? Christian Laettner?
Yeah. Laettner is like, what? That might, now if you wanted to race me with that one, I'm okay. I would be like, okay, that's fair.
No, wasn't Christian Laettner like the player of the year though?
Yeah, but still. Be like, eh.
I don't know, Steve.
I don't know. If he was Jamal Laettner, I'm like, you'd probably put Shaq on there. Like, yeah. But no, yeah, I mean, listen, hey, put her on there. Yeah, sure. I mean, could she play on there? Yeah. Would, you know, she brings my eyes? Sure. Absolutely. But guess what? People are going to watch the Olympics whether she's on there or not. Okay. Like, I don't care about all that.
Yeah, it's like, You're not gonna.
I'm like, y'all have made this sport very annoying.
Who's y'all though? Like, I don't know who's controlling this.
It doesn't matter, but whoever they are, they have made it very unenjoyable. It's like, it's actually one of the better. It's the best product's ever been. I'm like, man, this is awesome. Like, you know, and it's, yeah, like
there is something to be said. Like, just to avoid that, it's like, I almost fear clicking on, like, you know, when you go to YouTube TV and you see your your little pictures lined up, on your programs lined up, and it's as soon as I get to the fever, it's just like I'm scared to even click on it because the irritation it's going to cause me if I listen to 5 minutes of commentary coming from the game. So it's like, absolutely not.
No, man.
Will I be drugged into into anything they're talking
about? Our guy Alan Thomas said, for T-shirt hooligans, he said, they can't even drink coffee at BYU. Waterman's going to sound like Jack Harlow by November.
I got options. I could, yeah, like I said, if. Like,
when did Waterman get a face tattoo?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, like he did not have one of those before.
Does he have tattoos?
I'm sure he does. I can't remember yet. I just don't think he has one on his face.
Or is that Kaysen Pryor? Yeah, I know. He's tatted up heavy.
Yeah, I mean, he might have one on his face.
Is Pryor going to influence Waterman?
Probably. Yeah. Like, them two together, they're going to be like the Bash Brothers. Man. Right. We need the Mighty Ducks them, dude.
Something about those two.
Yeah, just put them two together. Let them just be, yeah, let them be like, hey, I want them to be mean to everybody on the team except each other. Like, let them room together. Let it be like, you don't go in there. Like, don't even knock on their door.
They're just going to be the team bullies.
Yeah, like, but to each other, they're cool. Listen, I got your back. You got my back.
I'll take that.
But everybody else, like, they're not friends with anybody else.
When is Johnson and Ruth expect to show up?
I would imagine probably in July, right? They'll probably make that summer.
The last summer session?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Ruth is a high schooler, so, I mean, he probably didn't get – high schoolers typically don't get here yet.
And IMG.
Yeah, prep school, you know. And then I would say Johnson. And then Khalifa, I think, is on his way back to the States now. Mm-hmm. He's been in Egypt. So, of course, he's redshirting, but still, it's nice.
Did he lose 50 pounds like Honest? How mad was Rick?
Yeah. It's like, what did you do?
Well, how much weight did he lose that summer?
It was like 15 pounds or something. He was like, he'd come back 15 pounds lighter.
You were supposed to come.
Like, I would have rather you come back fat and out of shape. Like, did you go over there and lose weight? And I'm like, I'll tell you how.
Yeah.
Go to senior night.
Go to senior night.
Yeah, coach. I imagine how much calories he burnt while he was over there. Speaking of burning calories, man, if you need help doing it. My friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. Listen, man, you want to get over there? You depending on what age, it don't matter what age you are. But if you're, you know, you in the gym and you're like, I'm not getting the same pump I used to get, man. Like I'm working out hard and I'm just not feeling that same. Or you're running and you're like, man, I'm a mile in and I never got tired a mile in. Now I'm getting tired a mile in. Why is this happening? Or whatever you're
not the same gains.
Yeah, listen, if you're getting tired like a quarter of a mile in, then you have bigger issues than that. Address that. But whatever it is, man, go to my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Let them listen. Go in there. First off, is what I want you to do is go to tristatemenshealth.com. They've got a low T quiz on there. Jump on there and take it. Okay, it's 10 questions, take you about 2 minutes, yes or no answers. If you fit any of those, then schedule an appointment. It's going to be like a 30-minute appointment. You're going to go in there. They're going to take your blood. They're great people in there. We love hanging out with them over there. We always have a great time when we go in there, joke around, have some fun, you know, and they're like that with everybody. It's not just us. Like, I hear them with other clients and stuff. But get in there, man. That little 30-minute appointment. They're going to take your blood when you come in. Then you're going to start talking with the doctor. They're going to say, okay, this is the products. About midway through that, they're going to come back in with your papers. And they're going to say, okay, this is what the numbers look like. And then the doctor can say, okay, boom, this is what we need to do. And different people are different. And they're not afraid to tell you, you don't need what we got. You're good. Yeah, like you need to do this, or this. That's what I loved about it. Or they're going to say, okay, we need to put you on this or put you on this. And they have options for everybody. So jump on there, man. Like I said, tristatemenshealth.com. Go over there. Check them out. Right off of Breckenridge Lane. And listen, don't wait. Most men wait a year too late, you know, and then you're dragging. Then next thing you know, you're Nick. And there's no hope.
Awesome. But yeah. Low on T.
Yeah. So, yeah. But get over there, man. Check it out. Start feeling better today, man. Get back in the gym. Start feeling better. Get back out running, you know. Listen, I'm down. I don't really weigh as much because I just don't like doing that. But I know I've got a lot of shirts that I've unretired.
Right.
So it's like
that's, man, the best part about it.
Feeling better, man. Better than ever have. Tri-State Men's Health. Get over there and check them out.
As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. YouTube channels normally made for the bill. But that's Mark's Raven, 99 the bill.